They can suck something.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We are rolling on episode one of the Echo Nest podcast. What are we calling this?
Well, all right. All right. So, you're a bad host, first of all, because you're supposed to. Actually, no, no. You're doing all right, I guess, with your hosting. Yeah, yeah. You say the name of the podcast, and then you introduce the people. That's right. Yeah. So, all right. We'll give you that one. So, yeah. Echo Nest the podcast. That's where the money's at.
Echo Nest the podcast.
Well, there's that. There's that. But then there's also there's Kayla's idea.
I don't know if we can do that. I think I'm pretty sure it's trademarked.
I know, right? So I was thinking, like, what if we called it, like, so I started running it through. She came up with the K&W Cafeteria. It's absolutely trademarked. So I was like, what if we just called it K&W Calf? And then I was like, what if we called it the Calf? But then I was like, well, if we call it the Calf, we need a few more people on here, and we always have to have food. And I was like, that's terrible for a podcast.
That would be nasty.
Yeah, that's a really rough podcast. So I don't know what to call it. Echo Nest the podcast? Let's just we'll figure this one out.
Yeah.
We'll figure that part of it out. Yeah.
All right, so should we do an actual like intro with Echo Nest the podcast?
No.
All right.
Let's just
have we started already? This is all going on.
I guess so. This is it's literally episode one, us trying it out. So I'm Warren Sharp.
I'm Keith Lewis.
Yeah, and we both play in Echo Nest, Echo Nest the band, and which is a little instrumental jazz fusion kind of mathy modern whatever. Band, and we're trying to do a podcast because it's fun, and
we got things to say. We have opinions.
We have opinions, and people, I guess, yeah. And who better to voice their opinions than two white guys drinking tea in a room together?
That sounds perfect to me.
Yeah, that's there you just... go. So we have a whole bunch of talking points and all that kind of stuff for you people out there in radio land.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, that sound good.
These are not.
No,
these are not those kinds of microphones, man.
Oh, okay.
You want to do the broadcast thing? You buy me a pair of SM7s. All right.
We'll see. we'll check out the budget after the ad money for episode one comes out. So I don't know, man. I'm gonna start. I guess we're gonna go off. So before we started recording, I noticed that Keith had a Reaper 6, and so I think we're gonna start off on that and just talking about some of the things with Reaper. So we're home musicians, like I'm sure. Most of the people who are listening to this, home musicians and home engineers, and I think Reaper is got to be the number one choice of people who, I guess, have the options, you know, to choose, unless you're just stuck with GarageBand or Cubase Lite. But you know, Reaper's always been so fantastic, and I downloaded Reaper 6 and was immediately thrown into a rage because. For me, everything was suddenly moved around. I couldn't fucking find anything anymore. But
I'm fine with moving stuff around. Like I can deal with that. And if I have to look, if I have to look through the guide again and figure out where everything is, that's cool. But the fact that the direction they've gone is fewer buttons,
okay.
I cannot stand minimalist UI.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
it just drives me insane. Like let's replace everything instead of saying what it is. Have a picture, and it's like, how do you have a picture for? I don't know, just input output selections and things like that.
Okay,
just put IO like it used to be, but now it's gone. So I just discovered this as I was trying to set up this podcast because I've only used Reaper for either post production or MIDI input since it updated.
Okay,
so finding I was sitting there going, "There's the IO section is gone. It's not on the channel anymore."
Oh man, I didn't even realize that.
It only appears when you hit the record button, which is not what I want because I don't want to be in record mode and selecting inputs because if I'm monitoring stuff, this is a battle I've been having for years as companies update the software, and everyone's tending towards this minimalist fewer buttons on the screen thing because it is so intimidating.
Oh, okay.
You know, to the entry level people, which a lot of people doing Reaper are. But man, there's enough tutorials out there.
Enough tutorials. That's the thing I always tell people about Reaper. Whenever we're I'm talking to someone who's, I guess, just trying to find something, or in the rare instance when someone actually thinks that my production stuff sounds good, and they're like, "What do you use?" I'm like, "Reaper because of this," and then all the tutorials. There's a million of them on YouTube, and they're fantastic. It is interesting. As like an incredibly like I am not educated in engineering at all. I'm pretty much completely self-taught there, and like Reaper was definitely intimidating when I first got it like 2 or 3 years ago, and I don't remember like the buttons being scary. I just remember not knowing what anything fucking meant, so immediately had to go. I remember I don't think I knew how to arm the track to record.
Yeah.
Because I was coming from like an ancient version of GarageBand that you had to do that, but it was like it almost knew. Like if you clicked on the track, it just armed it.
Yeah.
And I did that on Reaper and I was like, why isn't this working? And so I had to go to YouTube to be like, how do I record on a track? And it started all of a sudden. I think that's where I even learned the term arm the track for recording. But I was just so pissed off that like I was going to mix something a while ago and I was trying to pan something and I kept hitting on Reaper. I think that where the volume button is now used to be the pan, or maybe it's not, but all of a sudden I started moving it where it's on the track up there.
Right up top.
I think it might be that, but either way, it's like I just started moving that and I was like, the fuck is going on, man? And I had to find... It was just me being fucking stupid and old, and I just like I had to, I don't know. I eventually found it, but I was just like, "Where is it?" There was that. And there's been a few other things where I'm just like, "Where did it go?"
Yeah. I will say this, however, in which I have not actually played with this yet, because like I said, I've only done it a couple of times since the update. There is a way to reskin it so it is exactly like the old version.
Oh, okay.
There is a way to do that. Apparently, this is something that I have heard and read, but I have not tried it for myself, and I don't know if all the control, like if it looks like the old version, or if it actually has all the buttons in the same places as it used to be, for those of us who are old and have trouble with difficulty with change.
I know.
Change!
Well, see, now I'm at the point, though, that I've I guess come to terms with it, and I'm just learning where everything is. So now, if I had the option, I would go back because I'd be pissed off again.
You're already like, and that's what I would like to be is up there. But there is definitely some workflow stuff that has moved around that I'm not thrilled about.
Completely with you there.
So we'll see. I'll play with it for a few more weeks. I've got some stuff coming up where I'm actually going to be spending a lot of time in Reaper. So I don't want to draw any hard lines right now because I'm the same way, especially because if you end up in the situation where you keep reskinning it as the old version, you keep doing that for versions and versions, and then one day they take that particular feature away, you are lost.
And that's I've a really seen good that point actually before,
where you get stuck in one mode and they stop supporting. Actually, my jazz professor when I was in school, I think he only composed on It was like a Mac from 1998 or something.
Some
old janky composition software. And because it was what he knew. He didn't want to learn Sibelius, he didn't want to learn Finale, he didn't want to learn any of the new standards. And he couldn't do it. And the second that computer stops working, that poor man is going to be lost.
Yeah, I know, right?
Which granted it's been 10 years since I last saw that computer, so who knows what kind of shape it's in, but he's still writing music, so I assume that the computer still works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is an interesting thing to the whole, I'm starting to experience it now as the aging process is taking over. I'm getting more frustrated by these things, but I know I can't. You know, you make fun of old people growing up, so it's like I know I can't fall into that. Yeah. So, like I that song, the 9-string song, that was the first thing I recorded on this, and most of just kind of figuring that was my okay. Let's kind of just learn where all the basic stuff is and just kind of go with it. And that actually might have been the thing I was mixing. I'm not even sure, but that song is just one guitar part that's. Well, it's just the one riff. It's quad tracked because fuck it.
Because you're a guitarist, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, it's just the thinnest fucking thing in the world.
Yeah.
And, I think that was where, yeah, it's coming back to me now. And I think that's where the panning issue was. I was we'll do the 100 and 100 and then the 80 split thing.
Yeah.
And, I think for me, that big thing, this might be an interesting thing to some. Well, I'm 29. What do you want to give your age out?
What year is it? I'm 30.
Okay, you're 30. So we're like right in that point now where it's like, you know, we're, you know, there's youngins out there making music.
Yeah.
You know, that are like half our age and everything.
No, I'm 31. I'm full of crap.
You're 31. Okay. I'm going to be 30 in November. So, I'm kind of with you there. Mike's 31, right?
Mike just turned 31. Yeah.
Yeah. He just turned 31. Okay. I'm the baby.
Yeah.
Mike is the drummer in Echo Nest. And, he also plays in, I guess we'll do plugs.
We'll do the whole
point.
Thing. I figure, like, since we've gotten off to a completely off-topic start, we should probably, for episode two, we'll be the introductions and explanations of who we are and why you should be listening to us, just starting cold with, let me tell you about my opinions.
I know, right?
What I think.
Yeah. Thank you for anyone who has made it this far. How long has this been going on for?
We're at 12 minutes.
Jesus Christ. Yeah,
I'll be editing this a little bit.
Okay. Well, yeah, whatever you want to do, I guess.
But we may launch episode two as episode one.
Yeah, that actually sounds like a really fucking good idea.
If you know what we're talking about, then we did it right. If you don't know what we're talking about, then we just decided, screw it. We're just going to release it in the order we recorded it in.
I feel like it's fairly fun. I feel like what we just talked about is completely relatable. I think the issue might be the are we doing a good job of just being entertaining, I guess, as we talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll fucking see.
We'll see.
I guess we've just made the podcast explicit also right there.
Yeah, I meant to talk to you about that before we started, and then
yeah,
I was like,
I have a pretty,
you know what, we're probably not gonna, this is not going to be a clean podcast.
I have a pretty intense potty mouth, and I'm trying to tame it, but then it'll just slips out.
It's tough.
It is. Well, that's Reaper, I guess. So I guess we'll see if we continue talking about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's Old Man Corner for the episode. And let's see, do we have any other, I have a little talking list here of things. Rupert.
We discussed Rupert.
We got Rupert 6. So let's see here. That was definitely Old Man Corner. So we got to do something fun now. This might be really fun. What songs have been stuck in your head this week? And we're coming out of the holiday season. This is January. It's January 5th, I believe, right?
It is January 5th today, yes.
Officially making the podcast not evergreen. So another strike on a bad product.
Oh yeah.
Or on the bad product list. And but we're coming right out of the holiday season, and god damn it, those fucking songs get stuck in my head all the time.
Yeah.
Anytime I hear a fucking Christmas song, it's just instantly there. I had a song stuck in my head actually over the week though that wasn't a holiday song, and of course now I can't fucking remember it.
Of course.
But have you had any stuck in your head?
I'm still very much on the holiday thing, especially because I was about to say my wife, but I'm not going to lie and say that both of us are very into Christmas music. So for like three solid days, we were listening. Well, like, now when I say into Christmas music, I'm not talking about Christmas carols, because I teach that stuff and I just hear it constantly when I'm
working.
So the traditional carols drive me insane.
Right.
But the more contemporary stuff, White Christmas, I mean, when I say contemporary, I mean like,
yeah,
you know, 20s to today. But like, yeah, I love anything that is just absurdly happy. Like something about that just is very,
God, that's so sick. That is so fucking sick to me.
I think I'm out of the band. I think podcast one killed.
Yeah, that's it right there, man. No, that is just so, ugh.
So, yeah. So some of those songs are still hanging on. I don't actually know the names of them because they're just on a loop.
Right. Yeah.
We just put on the Amazon thingy, and it just say play Christmas music, and it just runs for like 3 to 4 days.
Oh,
it's like, I'm never coming to your house again.
That's so wild. Definitely not during the holidays again. Gosh, man, I totally cannot remember what the fucking song was. And it was a shitty song too. It was like just some shitty.
Isn't
like,
it always?
It almost always is. Yeah. Yeah. It's never something really cool. I guess, to go on the other side of that, like, which would be maybe a song I found. I don't know. But, I was at a coffee shop yesterday, and usually the background music is, you know, just, you don't really pay attention. You know, it's there, but you don't pay attention to it unless it's really funny or something. But this was like dope. It was like something in like 7/8. It was instrumental. It was guitars, crazy ass drums. And I was just like, what do you call them? The coffee person.
Barista.
There you go. It was just like, I was like, what's this music playing? He's like, oh, this is, I don't know who this is, but this is Toe Radio. And he goes over and looks at it, and he's like, oh, this is Strawberry Girls. I'm like, whoa, man, this is fucking awesome.
Toe Radio?
Toe Radio. And they're like some Japanese math rock band. I was like, Toe, and it's like just T-O-E.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And they're it's really fucking radical music. And the guy was like, my favorite album from them is this one called, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, he just started rattling off like a paragraph. And I was like, the fuck is he talking about? And I had my Spotify open up, and there it was. And the title of the album is like, you know, it's like an early 2000s album title. So it's like a paragraph. So yeah. It's just ridiculous. But anyway, so that was that's the song that was stuck in my head, was that it just wasn't stuck in my head at all. All right, great, great. That was awful.
Awesome.
That was an awful segment. All right, moving on. So we'll have to figure out how to do this. But all right, so I won't even give this one away. Or I guess I will. But I want to do Catatonic Youths in review.
Oh my god!
But at least start off. That
would
way.
Require me to actually watch any of those, which I cannot do.
Why? What do you mean? Are they so bad?
It hurts me too much.
Oh god, I like, love them.
No.
All right, so that'll be my set. So that'll be a solo segment.
That'll be the Warren Sharp special.
Yes. All right, so another. So this one actually, we might have to pull up a list or something.
Yeah.
So I think something interesting about me and Keith is we have like super, super different like backgrounds with music. And I think we also look at music very differently too, even though we enjoy a lot of the same stuff, but for example, that thing where he was just saying, I love the overly happy stuff. And that was, and then my reaction of just disgust. And, but I think that could be something fun where we could talk about something, like this. Which is, there was a, I guess Billboard put out their list of the top songs and the genres.
Oh, interesting.
Decade.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the one that I kept seeing go around for whatever reason was like the rock list.
Yeah.
And the top three songs were like the Imagine Dragons songs.
Oh God.
Okay. Yeah. I think I've come to terms that I'm kind of a contrarian. So I saw it in the, like, math rock groups and everything like that. And I was like, well, duh. Like, what do you fucking expect? Yeah, sorry, I just went back to 1995 right there.
Yeah.
But like seriously, like, what the fuck do you expect from just mainstream music? Of course it's just going to be Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, I mean, it's, well, and part of that is, you know, the sort of loss of, or I shouldn't say loss, but the sort of genrefication of rock, where you have, you know, there's not many bands that are playing rock. There's always a modifier there.
Yes.
So like nobody really knows what that means anymore, especially in the terms of what bands are coming out right now. How do you describe a rock band now? And so I guess it's just the sort of loss of like any sort of identity with straight up rock. You can't create a rock list anymore because
there's nobody doing
it. And so they just picked the closest thing they could find, which was popular, which I guess is Imagine Dragons.
Well, this was something that was always interesting to me, though, too. Just like what you were just saying. I want to go to songs. Is like, yeah, like, yeah. What do you call a? Here's the list. Those are the rock ones. But like, what do you call rock? What do you call this stuff? It has always been an interesting thing to me because I remember growing up and like my parents would play at the classic rock station, and you would hear like stuff from like Zeppelin 1 and Zeppelin 2, but then you'd hear like Pink Floyd, and then you'd hear like Steve Miller Band.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, how the fuck are the three of these things like you've got like just like very bluesy Zeppelin stuff. You've got this super out there, like dark sounding Floyd, and then you've got Smoker. I'm like, yeah, man, this. What one of two and, of these things is not like the other,
and I think to a degree it's actually the genrefication thing is that's a word that I made up. It's not any I don't know that I've seen that word anywhere. I
so just that's trademarked.
That's trademarked. Yeah.
Is that the name? That could be the name of the podcast.
Genrefication.
I can't say it. Never mind.
But I think it's ultimately a good thing because it does it makes it much easier for you to find music that you like, because like you said, there is for such sure. a disparity, and if you say I want to hear more rock music, and then you hear a list of like three songs that you don't like, as you're not necessarily in the actual genre that you're looking for.
Yeah.
So I think it is actually kind of a good thing because it is so much on the listener now to seek out music they like rather than having it presented to them. Because, you know, like as we've been saying, lists like this are kind of nonsensical. They don't, yeah. I mean, so just to sort of give you a rundown of the list that we're looking at. Number one is Believer by Imagine Dragons. Number two is Thunder by Imagine Dragons. Number three is Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. Let's go down to someone that isn't Imagine Dragons. So we've got number four, High Hopes by Panic at the Disco. Number five is Ho Hey by the Lumineers, which is definitely not a rock song, in
my
opinion.
Definitely not a rock song at all. It's
very much a folk country song.
Yeah. I mean, that was, I feel like that song is what broke, like, the Americana, the indie yeah. folk thing, and turned it into absolutely a mainstream
yeah.
genre.
And it's mainstream, therefore rock, I guess. I don't know how that
that's
got picked.
Where,
but.
Yeah. But you know what? That's just to, I have this thought, and I think it's about to leave my head, so I have to interrupt you. But
go ahead.
Like, I wonder if people who are, we'll just say non-musicians. And when I say non-musician, I'm talking about like we are musicians in the sense of like we actually get paid to play music.
Yeah.
We get paid to show up somewhere and either read music, read a chart, whether standard notation, a chart, or we have to hear something, or we have to like you do a lot of writing for video game. Like we are, it's a job.
Yeah.
So I wonder what the difference is between us and then people who are not musicians, who either love music or just casually listen to it, but who are just not, if we just separate it as musician and non-musician, I wonder if this list, how much, like, I wonder who this list makes sense to.
Yeah, and it's very much something that I think about, like, I think about that a lot.
Yeah,
In terms of the fact that I do very much live in a bubble, and I'm sure you do too, in that
yeah.
most of the people we know are musicians
exactly.
and have musical training,
yeah.
even if they're not doing it professionally. You know, we have friends who play in
their whole
bands,
lives is music.
And
yeah, they're playing in bands and stuff.
They may not do it professionally, but they're doing it, and that's what they do all of the time. And so they do have a very skewed view, and I don't necessarily have a lot of interaction with people other than, say, my students who
right.
They're my students. I don't value their opinion. Sorry, guys. Don't listen to this podcast. This
yeah,
is not
it's
a podcast
explicit anyway.
For any of
you
my
shouldn't
students.
Be. Yeah, you shouldn't be listening. To this. If you're under 18, you shouldn't be listening to this. I'm
but
sorry.
You know, routinely I'll ask them like, okay, what are you listening to? What do
yeah.
you what do you enjoy listening to? And it's probably 1 in 20 students who the first thing out of their mouth is A, not I don't know, and B, yeah, that's an alarming
so
thing that
fucking,
we can talk about for a little while too.
That's so classic. Yeah.
But it's someone that I know, that's
right.
even a band that I recognize.
Yeah.
And yeah, actually, before we get away from the Billboard thing, I do want to ask you one thing,
uh-huh.
which is, I want you to go down the list, and without saying the name of the band or the song, tell me what is the first number where you hit a band that you say, yes, this is rock.
Oh, okay.
I just lost it, but you go.
Okay,
I've got
yeah,
my, I've got my number.
This. All right. So I have to go to hot rock songs, right?
So this is, again, the list of the top rock songs, according to Billboard, of the decade.
This one goes down to number 50. So
what's the first
actually,
number?
This is the first page, too,
that you
I think.
Hit, that you say, that is not, it is not a subgenre of rock,
right.
It is just rock.
Okay.
So what is that number for you?
Oh man, Jesus Christ!
He's still scrolling.
Well, see, the problem is, I actually know some of these bands. So
yeah.
So there's three bands so far. So there's Panic at the Disco, Walk the Moon, and In Portugal the Man. And I know all those bands from like a few years ago when there was at least some kind of like, it might have been poppier, but it's like a rock kind of a thing. Like, yeah. Panic at the Disco, I don't really like Panic at the Disco, but like...
But are they a rock band? Actually, no. Sorry. Is that song a rock song?
If I can be 100% real quick,
yeah,
never fucking heard it.
I haven't either. But knowing,
I can
knowing
almost
what
guarantee.
Lately,
yeah, I can almost guarantee it's not. Well, let me. So yeah, just going down. Lord
yeah,
is in
this? I saw that too. Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay. So my number's 15.
Your number's 15?
No, I'm sorry. 16.
That, okay, so I had the same one.
Yeah,
Rope
by
the
Foo Fighters.
Yeah,
and then, oh, Jesus Christ. All right, so Fall Out Boy. I legitimately, we were driving in the car, and we had the radio on, and it was just G105, and I'm listening to this thing, and I'm like, is this fucking Usher? And
oh,
they were like, this is Fall Out Boy. I was like, what do you mean this is Fall Out Boy? There's nothing about this that sounds like Fall Out Boy. And they're like, this is just what they're doing now. And I was just like, I was shook, as they say.
Are we the two oldest men right now?
I think
like, it is,
so.
We are just, I like how we tried to make it like kid friendly and contemporary, and we just went straight back to just bitching
Dude,
about.
Fuck it, man. Maybe that, music? You know, like it's just ex-ambassadors. Those guys. Yeah, those fucking guys. That, God, that's a fucking band that I like.
That just, name sounds familiar, but
they
I
had like
tell
two
you.
Or three songs. They had a bunch of shit on these radio on like commercials, and I'm like, I can only imagine. Like, and this we'll just say that was in 2018. I think it will tell me. But,
oh wait, was Renegades? Was that one of their songs?
24 or I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong one. 2015. Yeah, Renegades.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
the song
yeah.
too. But I can only imagine that bit. So the peak date of that song was if I'm reading the date correctly, was October 17th, 2015. I can only imagine the band was started October 10th, 2015. And then they just like, we're just going to make some money real quick. You know? Which is rad.
Yeah. I mean, good for them.
Yeah. Ain't It Fun is on this from Paramore.
Oh yeah.
I like Paramore. Well, up to that point, I actually haven't heard anything if they have anything out after that. So this list only goes to 50. The Lumineers again. Those fuckers. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did you make it to the end of the list?
No,
number
I did
49
not.
Is Disturbed's cover of The Sound of Silence.
Oh, of course it is.
Oh.
Which, to be fair, is an incredible performance. But.
Dude, I this is where I just like.
No.
What are you talking
you're
about?
You're not into it?
How? What do you mean an incredible performance?
His voice sounds so good on that song.
He sounds like.
Actually, hang on. I have not actually heard the studio version. I have heard the live performance of it.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because
bro,
somebody was like, dude, well, you need to hear this.
I have only heard the studio, I think at least the studio version. And it is like just so, I'm trying to use my words like
that's good
because
it's a podcast. That's all we have.
But like, man, it was rough. I was just listening to this and it's like, yeah, I guess technically like the notes are right and everything, but he just sounds like such a fucking dingus. I can't deal with it, man. He's just so like it's the only word I can use right now. He's just such a dingus of Monsters and Men. There's like a, I'm going to get the genre wrong, but like deathcore or something band called of Mice and Men.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really listen to that kind of like music. And so, and I don't listen to a lot of pop stuff. So every time I see when of Monsters and Men was out, I was just like, whoa, this band actually got on the radio. And that's like,
would be
wait,
shocking,
this
yeah.
isn't what I know. And then if it flips, you know, I'm just a fucking idiot.
So I definitely think the title of this particular episode is going to be Old Man Corner.
yeah, that sounds about right.
And there's no way we're releasing this one first. We're gonna do an actual first episode after this one.
Yeah,
and then
I think
we'll release
that
one.
Well,
first.
Now you have to edit that now.
What do you mean I have to edit it?
You have to edit that. You can't just give away the secrets like that.
Yes, I can.
Okay. Keith's got him.
I'm producing this, man. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's
I have
true,
all of the power.
Oh my God. All right. So what time are we at on this now?
We're at 30 and a half minutes. So we should probably
Bullshit.
Go. We'll go for a couple more minutes because I definitely do need to do some editing.
Okay.
Just cut out some ahs and ums and stuff.
Well let's So
let's see if we can wrap up. We covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah, I guess
let's see if we can wrap everything up in a way that makes any sense at all.
Pop music sucks. The jury's still out on Reaper, and
we're old men with opinions who are in their 30s and approaching their 30s.
Absolutely, quickly approaching it.
I mean, and it, as much as we make fun of that kind of thing, we're talking about being old men and sort of fighting change and the new stuff. You know, I think there is even actually still some value in being able to look at things in these terms, and it will be interesting to sort of continue these conversations and see if we can actually put things together in a little more coherent, a little less ranting at each other kind of way.
For sure.
And we'll definitely come back to pretty much everything we talked to, I'm sure, just because talking about new music, talking about what's popular and what's not, especially as people who live on the fringes as we do.
Yep.
Which, if you're listening to this episode, you've already heard what we do and why we're talking about that, despite the fact that we have not actually recorded that yet. So.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway, this has been the Echo Nest Podcast. I am Keith Lewis.
And I'm Warren Sharp.
And we will see you in the previous episode.
Oh, gosh. It's a mind fuck.